back to the Vineyard, Holy Laughter, Kansas City Prophets. One more facet before we try tying this together. There was a Catholic church in the state of Michigan, the town of Ann Arbor, Michigan, that several years ago there was a story that came out about a Catholic church. And the reason that this Catholic church got publicity in the Detroit press was, number one, it had been blessed by Pope John Paul. That's the minor point, though. But they found out that the men in this church had signed a secret oath. So they found a group of Catholics that were taking a secret oath, and there's probably tons of organizations that have secret oath. But their secret oath, I'll read you at least part of it, was, "We pledge our loyalty with all who will fight with us. We are ready for every sacrifice, even death. We will be loyal to our commanders. We will keep our plans and movements hidden from the enemy and his agents." And in the rest of the oath, they had dedicated themselves to bringing America back to God and fight every enemy of Catholicism, and they had signed this pledge even to the point of death. And when that came out, it made a little stir in the newspaper in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And one of the people that went to that church, a Catholic, was named Bill McCartney, and he had signed that pledge. Now, Bill McCartney later moved to Colorado. And when he moved to Colorado, instead of starting up worship at a Catholic church, he started going to a charismatic church. What do you suppose church it was? It was the Vineyard movement of churches. And he started working with the pastor there, and as they would drive back and forth together, the story goes, he suddenly had the idea on how to bring America back to God. And he is the man that came up with the idea of Promise Keepers. And it started in his garage, he invited men over. And if you take the Promise Keeper Bible, I will call it. There's several books on Promise Keepers, but there's one book called The Seven Promises of a Promise Keeper, and that's their foundational guideline. It outlines the seven promises that the men have to subscribe to if they're going to be a Promise Keeper. And if you take those seven promises, which we're not going to do at this time, and you go through and analyze them, you'll find that they are Catholic through and through. Number one, in a Promise Keeper group, after the meetings at the stadiums, you break up into small groups, and one person is the leader, if you want to call that, and you would take five or six other men, and if I was the leader, then I would encourage those men to tell their deepest, darkest secrets from their childhood, from their marriage, and share them with me in the group. And this is designed, they say, to bring all the men into a closer bond.